Blog Talk Radio.
This is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High YAH. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E. 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Shalom, the King is coming. Bless y'all. I am Sister Ashley. I am not, obviously, I'm not Pastor Dow. I'm honored to be in his seat tonight. Forgive me for any letdown. So for any of you who expected to see him, you will not see him tonight. I have my lovely co-host, Sister Jennifer, with me. Thank you so much. And my beloved pastor, your shepherd, is just in the other room. So I'm very, very honored to sit in the seat. Thanks to our Creator and the Most High YAH who has allowed me to know each of you, and I hope that what we offer tonight in our conversation will be able to benefit a lot of women. And please forgive me again, brothers, for any letdown, because I know you want to see your shepherd. So it's me, it's Ashley, and it's Jennifer. So bless you, Sister Jennifer. Sound check.
Bless you, Sister Ashley, and blessings to you all, saints. Shabbat shalom. This is Sister Jennifer from Straightway, Georgia. And it's an honor to be here. I pray everybody can hear me. If not, can you please let us know in the chat room so we can make adjustments?
Hallelujah. So first and foremost, special thank you to our Creator, for his mercy is great and his correction is even greater. I thank him for those in my life that give me great correction. I thank him for those who honor me as their sister, regardless of my skin or my flesh. I'm often greatly rejected in this avenue because of it, and I do understand. So thank you to my beloved brethren in Hebrews according to the flesh who honor me as your sister. I greatly sit at your feet and honor you as well. Thank you to the house of Freeman, Big Freeman, for all you do for the Bell House, the family, and the security. Bless y'all. Thank you to the beloved brethren that protect us so greatly and keep us in a safe place as women here on this land. Thank you to my beloved husband, who has been a very stable presence in this ministry for over 20 years and a very stable man in my life. I'm very, very thankful for him and to know him and to be with him and only him. I'm thankful for his children, and I'm thankful for every woman who is also committed to being submitted to their husbands for the rest of their life. And I love you all. Sister Jennifer, please share your acknowledgments.
Yes, ma'am. First and foremost, I just want to acknowledge the Most High YAH for his continued mercy over us and for keeping us and allowing us to see his fall feast. You know, it's such an honor to no longer observe the ways of the heathen, the holidays of the heathen, and to be in covenant with the Most High YAH and to be able to understand and learn and to know his holy feast days. I want to acknowledge my head, Elder Rufus, for his care for me, for supplying everything that I need, and for teaching me how to be the woman that I need to be for him, which brings me closer to Yah, and it allows me to be mature, you know, as a daughter of Zion. And, you know, without him, I would not know the ways of Yah. I would not know the commandments. I would not know the faith. I would not know straightway. So blessings to you, my elder, for your love for the truth. And finally, Pastor Dow, I want to acknowledge our shepherd for being a man of Yah who has never compromised the truth, who opposes sin no matter what, you know, no matter what people feel, no matter what people think. You know, there's not one topic of sin that our shepherd won't speak out against. So thank you, Pastor Dow, for your unwavering love for Yah and for just living as a righteous example. And blessings to you and each and everyone in your family, sir. And that's all I have.
Hallelujah. Absolutely blessings to our shepherd. And I wanted to say very importantly and quickly that we are currently redirecting our foundation. Please don't donate through our foundation. Please give if you are a giver. Thank you so much on behalf of all of Straightway for your giving. But please give through our P.O. Box or Pastor's PayPal. So if you need any of that information, you can call the number that's behind his typical YouTube screen, not behind me tonight. So I would like to open the phone lines for sisters, please, females only. And I would also like to read an email. I probably won't be before you long. It'd be based on your calls or the direction of the show. Pastor has given me liberty to take the time that I need. And I wanted to really testify of the security. I keep saying that, but the security that Pastor has created here with his vision of us coming out of the world and living together. My children are very secure. My house is very secure. This land is secure. My mind is very stable. And I glorify the Father for that, for it is with my mind that I serve him. And Pastor has been a great father, a mentor, an instructor, a teacher to so many, even a janitor, even down from the least to the greatest jobs he's done over the years. And I remember so many years ago, he would say to us that lived here with him when it was very small, none of you were around, you didn't even know about us, and we were just serving one another. We were a small family. We were very happy and growing together in love. And he used to say that the time will come that you'll no longer have me, you know, you'll no longer hear from me or see me on an independent or individual basis. And that time has come. He's poured his life into thousands of you. And it has, I don't want to say taken away from us because we had years of him, but he is very spread thin. So I thank him for his time and for pouring into everyone that he spends his time with. He's only one man, and it's really phenomenal what he can accomplish. Sister Jennifer, is there any other announcements? You know, this will be the last time they hear our voices before the feast. Thank you to everyone who has sent Be a Blessing, who has sent any other goods that you can find on Straightway Help Meets, which is our personal sister's YouTube page on YouTube. We have a video with the Be a Blessing things that you can send. And so thank you to everybody. It has started coming in. We've been stashing it and putting it away right where we need it to be all used. Thank you so much. So, Jennifer, any announcements?
Yes, ma'am, Sister Ashley. I just want to encourage everyone, especially if you're new, to check out straightwaytruth.com. There's so much information on straightwaytruth.com. A lot of questions that you may have can be answered if you access the website. There's a lot of work that has gone into the website, a lot of information given. You can literally spend so much time soaking in everything. So go to straightwaytruth.com, and on there you will find a new newsletter, number 18, and it's written by our sister Ashley. It's called The Law of Iniquity, and she's going over the bloodline curses. So go on the website, straightwaytruth.com, and access that newsletter. It's called The Law of Iniquity. And that's all I have.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Steve and Sister Wenda, for working so diligently on it. And I think my very favorite thing about that newsletter is I have a list at the very bottom on the last page, and he did it where you could just easily click on those links that are provided at the end of that newsletter. That is every message that Pastor has preached within the last, let's say, year and a half that's pertaining to generational sins and bloodline curses. If the message doesn't seem to pertain to the topic, then you'll find at the very end of that message there is prayers that you can recite. You can also find those prayers typed up on straightwaytruth.com. But we've been taught so well, and I am very honored to be able to share what has been taught to me. So all glory to the Most High Yah and to the men that lead me. So let's read an email. We have a, of course, I have a sister-to-sister show on Thursday night. We have, in the past few weeks, we've had a lot of trouble trying to log in or go live. It's not a visual application. It's audio only. And so we will channel it sometimes or even simulcast onto Straightway Help Meets, our YouTube page, and we've been having problems even with that. So you see me in the past few weeks had to go on Pastor's page just to try to talk or conversate with the sisters that do watch our show. So we've just been having some, how would you say, conflict or just, I'd like to say attack, but there's something that's totally against our show that's trying to war against it or at least keep it from being presented to you. So once again, I'm thankful for this avenue tonight. And we tried to read this email and we tried to just break it down and really talk to the women. So that's what we're going to do tonight using this email as an example. Thanks to everyone who sends us a email on straightwayhelpmeets@gmail.com. We check it daily. We get back with you as quickly as we can. We'll often discuss the email before we respond, or we'll just make sure that the proper sister responds, whether it's Jennifer or myself or someone else in the ministry that you're needing to contact. So it is a good avenue for you to reach us and to get counsel or wisdom about how we function or what we should do. So we received this email, and just a little background, it was Brother Kabir's live KJB show, 94 TV, subscribe if you haven't, on YouTube, that he was discussing things, and a sister had typed in a comment that he dealt with, and so he responded to the comment, gave her direction, and then she obeyed that. She sent an email to us sisters asking us the question. So we want to be able to, Jennifer and I, represent a lot of righteous women by giving you that direction tonight, how we all speak one to another, how we support our husbands and collectively agree on what we should do. So as she needs direction, we're going to give that direction openly. So thank you to the sister who has given the email, who had no clue that it would go live or be used, of course, but that is the risk you take when you email us at Straightway Help Meets. So, Sister Jennifer, you have the email pulled up?
Yes, ma'am. Sister Ashley, I have the email pulled up. You ready for me to read it?
I'm ready. And be ready for me to just stop you or interject. We'll start just like we did last night before we have the complications, where we just break it up in a few pieces. Go ahead.
Okay, this sister says that she has a personal question to ask because she said, I am truly trying to get understanding. By now, you should know that I am trying to learn more about Yah and the correct way on how to please and serve him. For my master is not in the faith, and that is okay. I was already given correction on how to deal with that. He does not keep me from having Sabbath, but he's not comfortable with me traveling to the saint's house for Shabbat. So I know that there is still work that is needed to be done on my behalf with the Father.
Stop just for a moment. So what we briefly touched on last night was the fact that he is pleased with, or he is okay with her celebrating the Sabbath day, which is honorable. That's great. So that means within wisdom, she can do that. She can honor the Most High Yah and her husband on that day. That's wonderful. So she has the support. He's not supportive of her traveling to other homes or fellowships, which is okay as well. Some people really, what I mean by okay is, when this woman is now, she has acted a certain way her entire marriage, she's acted a certain way as a woman her entire life, so it's very challenging for a man to be presented with this conviction, this head cover, this dress change, potentially getting rid of even the wedding ring, as some may, or changing in such a way that now something is coming before him. and he is challenged and will not or doesn't understand that yet because he is not having the same conviction from the Father yet. And so she or any of you have to be very patient with your husband, knowing that you can serve the Father, if you want to say, in secrecy, but still doing it without sin. Jennifer, help me.
Yes, ma'am, Sister Ashley. You know, a lot of times you'll find that there are women who come into the faith, and you can have convictions, you know, and you should have your personal convictions that Yah has given you because he places that in your heart. But more than anything, you know, the Father's going to give you the wisdom to be able to uphold his righteousness and to keep his law in righteousness. And more times, you know, it's going to be the things that you do, the lifestyle that you live. It's not the things that you say that is really going to really change the mind of an unbelieving husband. And that is what the word says. So if you have your own convictions in your heart and you're not just speaking them continually, and you're really behaving wisely, you're really maturing in Yah, you're really on your knees seeking him, you've developed that intimacy with him, then everything else is going to follow. Sister Ashley?
We briefly mentioned last night when we were beginning to discuss this email before complications, we briefly mentioned self-control as such a powerful tool in a house with a woman who is believing and a husband who is not. Self-control is going to guide you. We talked about how emotions will really push you to say whatever's on the tip of your tongue, whatever you think in your mind, whatever you believe. You'll even think that the Most High is wanting you to say it. You'll think that he's wanting you to say a scripture or a verse or a conviction or share a message or a link, something for him to hear from our shepherd even. You'll really do a lot of damage initially trying to make him understand when that man, he needs another man, he needs that shepherd, but he needs you on his knees. And so the self-control part and bridling your tongue is so important. And if you can say to yourself, does what I want to say need to be said? And if you can stop it, then you know you're functioning in self-control. If you can't stop it, if you always blurt out, or if you're always controlled by another force, then you have a lot more time you need to spend on your knees. Jennifer?
Yes, ma'am, Sister Ashley. Self-control for a woman is really a sign of maturity, to know when to open your mouth and when to keep your mouth shut. You know, if the Father can't trust you to control yourself, to control your tongue, then why would he trust you with anything else? So if you can't get past that self-control, then Yah is going to know that you're not mature, and he's not going to trust you, you know, with the greater things if you can't control yourself. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. So if you're tuning in just now, we are going over an email. Go back to the email, Jennifer, of a woman who says she's really trying to get understanding and really trying to please the Father. So please continue.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, and she says, last night on Brother Kabir's show, she received an open rebuke. She said, at first, I didn't understand why, when I was clearly just trying to get an understanding on how to deal with the situation. So I prayed on it. And when I woke up that day, I had a clear mind and full understanding on why I received the open rebuke. Hallelujah. I never was trying to shame my master, but the way I went about asking the question made me seem like that was my full intention. And for that, I truly feel ashamed that I did dry shame him openly. My husband has used marijuana for...
Jennifer, pause just for a moment. Did you hear the conversation? First of all, I want to ask you so that we can bring everybody into understanding. Did you hear the show or the point where she was rebuked by our brother and what was said?
Sister Ashley, I went back and listened to that particular, I didn't listen to the whole show. I listened to the point when Brother Kabir read her question, and I did not hear a rebuke. Brother Kabir told her that she needed to contact an elder, that she needed to take her question up to an elder. And he was answering a lot of questions at that time, but that particular sister, I did not hear him rebuke that particular sister.
Okay, so she uses the word open rebuke. Just for a moment, you know, we're a really stiff-necked, disrespectful culture, and so things just can't be said to us. We take it very personal. We get very offended very easily, as if someone's attacking you personally or trying to tear you down. And from just listening and even having the witness of Jennifer, it wasn't even an open rebuke. A rebuke is a very stern correction. It's something that's going to put your path straight and take you from a crooked way. So it's really more of an admonishment that the question that was asked was not really the best avenue for it and to put you on the path. So, yes, there was correction. It seems like there was a, you know, of course there was humility because she's responded to it, saying that she even woke up with a different mind. That will happen a lot if you notice, sisters, when you function in your emotions. Your very first thing is to kick or to reject what's being said or to believe someone is tearing you down. So you can't even think clearly or even allow the Most High to build you up or change you because you're being so evilly affected by everything that's going in your mind. The embarrassment or the fear, all those emotions just top over the Holy Spirit and His direction. So I wanted to encourage each of you to really get to the point where no one or nothing else matters but His voice. And so it is good that she woke up the next morning with a very different mind. So back to the letter. So she gets a rebuke, which we believe was more of just an admonishment, okay? But she gets a rebuke that she believes is a rebuke, and now she's wanting to get it right. So let's go back to the dry shame part, please.
Yes, ma'am. She says, I never was trying to shame my master, but the way I went about asking the question made me seem like that was my full intention. And for that, I truly feel ashamed that I did dry shame him openly. My husband has used marijuana for a very long time. He believes that it helps him with anxiety and stress. The other day, he asked me, will I go and get some for him? In the past, when I was in darkness, I used to go and get it for him sometimes, even smoked it with him. I'm not that person anymore since I have become awoke and prayed to Yah to remove that urge and addiction mindset from me. I told my husband, no, I could not do that for him anymore, and he did get upset a little about that. Afterwards, I began to have thoughts come into my mind, and I couldn't tell if it was demons or from the Most High. The thoughts told me I should obey my husband no matter what. I didn't understand that because Yah speaks all the time about being sober-minded. I know Yah doesn't allow things of the devil to be a part of his people, but I also know that Yah has also said, wives, you must obey and submit yourselves unto your husbands. At this point, I don't understand if me refusing his wishes was a sign of disrespect or not, because of the circumstances behind the refusal. I am truly just trying to make sure that what I did was right in the eye of the Most High Yah. Please help me, sisters, or I am learning this walk on my own, and I just want to make sure that I am doing this walk righteously. And that is the end of the letter.
Hallelujah. So I'm encouraged that she was able to admit how she openly shamed him, as she called dry shamed him, and I'm encouraged to know that she had humility or shamefacedness about it. That is the character that we should have when we have done wrong. It should always be shamefacedness or godly sorrow, always, and with a sincere desire to get things right. So let's talk just for a moment about her initial fear. The voice that says, I should obey my husband at all times, yes, but here's the but, and a lot of people, because we support our husbands so much and we support the leadership so much, they don't understand the flip side where, I'm going to switch it up just for a second, Sister Jennifer. So we have a very stable, very strong, very unified body of brothers at this ministry. there are, as pastors even openly dealt with recently, whoremongers and adulterers and fornicators and liars, ill-willed, all the works of the flesh, there are those types of people that we do not support as a people at all. Because we're so safe and secure as women, you always hear us glorify the Father through the stability of our husbands and the men that surround us. We don't have instability brothers. We don't have brothers who smoke marijuana or hit their wives. We don't have brothers who verbally abuse or who are whoremongers around us. It's not named amongst us. So when our shepherd has to deal with it to get the sin out of the camp, we support him wholeheartedly as women and men of this ministry. So first, or before I even change up, Sister Jennifer, what's your thoughts on the security you have here?
Sister Ashley, the security is like none I've ever experienced before. You know, in the world, in Christianity, you would have things that would go on behind the scenes, but you never had one that would speak out against anything. You know, like I said in my opening remarks, my acknowledgments about Pastor, there's not one topic of sin that he's not going to speak out against, that he's not going to cover. But in Christianity, you don't have that security. You really don't. And so it's a blessing as a woman, you know, to just be able to dwell in safety in this ministry. There are so many people who don't understand what it's like to be a sister, a daughter of Zion, of Straightway. They think we're oppressed. You know, they think that we are depressed, that, you know, whatever they want to call us. And it's far from the truth. We are protected women, because we can actually be in our roles because of the security that we have. Sister Ashley?
Very good. And because of that security, literally we dwell so safely and we agree so collectively that we don't want anyone that is a spot or a blemish in our chair, in our feast here. We don't. So we're very grateful that anyone who is a whoremonger or a liar or an adulterer, et cetera, would not be amongst us. So Pastor gets a lot of attack because he's pushing against it, or Elder Rufus or any of our leadership, they get the attack, but we're all behind supporting, saying, thank you, Father, that you would remove this mess completely far from us and not allow it here. And it's not new for us to see the Father do that right before his amazing feast, because it's not welcome and you're not going to hinder, as Pastor says, the anointing and the power of his ministry. It just won't happen. So I want to go back to how, as a woman, she responded, you know, I should obey my husband at all times. So now what is happening is your conscience is struggling to obey him now and always at all costs, because you're now fearing the Father for the first time, and you know that your salvation is through your husband and your servitude to him. So your conscience is saying that I'm disobeying the Father if I don't go and get this weed for him, or whatever, smoke it with him, roll it for whatever. And so based on your own conscience, you now have believed what the Father would say, or what he would judge, or how he would respond or react to you. And his ways are so much higher than ours. So he's not in, he's not like us at all. So you should obey your husband, but the way that I like to encourage women is not to tear down their husband for something that he's done for years. Yes, it does help your anxiety. If you've ever smoked marijuana, you know it does, right? It helps your all the thoughts that are raging through your mind that you can't cast down because you don't have deliverance, et cetera, or you don't have the Father in your life. So this man is continuing a life that you have always been in. So now we have a conflict, and now your obedience only has to make small changes to honor him. What I mean by that, and I'm going to say something that's probably going to stun you, is that as a woman, your heart is so committed and submitted to him, right, that you would roll a joint for him. You would keep his ashtrays clean. You're not supporting his habit because you're denying smoking and living that life. You're asking him, I would just not like to drive anymore, if it's okay. I'll pick up your papers, I'll get you a cigar, you want to burn an L, I'll do whatever, I'll call somebody for you, but if it's okay, I just don't want to drive. It doesn't have to be, well, you know, let me show you in the Word. Let me get in Scripture. I'm not going to do this anymore, and you don't need to, and you can stop this and stop that and everything you're doing. It's too much. It's way too much, and you're getting way out of order. So I hope that puts you on track, because you have, in your mind, believed what the Father would judge you and in your own conscience condemned yourself. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Sister Ashley, I want to say that, you know, if you are a wife who has had a past of rebellion with your husband, and you've come into this way and you haven't dealt with the guilt, you know, a lot of times there could be guilt that has not been dealt with when you have lived a rebellious life as a wife. And so you have the guilt speaking to you, even when there's decisions that need to be made that you know you made the right decision, and you have this guilt speaking to you because you haven't dealt with the guilt from the past. And I want to highlight one thing that she said in her email. She said that he asked her. You know, it didn't say that he commanded her. It said that he asked her, and she said no. So you have to really, sisters, when people are talking, you have to listen to the words that they're saying, because the letter said that he asked her. You know, he didn't force her. He didn't command her. He didn't say, I'm going to put you away if you don't. He said he asked her, and she said no. And at first he got upset, you know, but you really have to listen to all that. But really, if there's a guilt there that hasn't been dealt with from whatever kind of marriage they have had in the past, if she hasn't been a wife that has been submissive, then that guilt needs to be dealt with so that she could truly obey her master in righteousness. You know, we are to obey them in righteousness. And a lot of times we confuse conviction with these religious thoughts that we have. You know, we have this religious thought, and you know, we want to use our words, and we want to read the Bible to them and throw the Bible at them and throw all these scriptures at them and tell them what it says, instead of just allowing our lifestyle to really minister. You know, if you really are living a holy life as a woman, then that is going to put fear on that man. It really will. So you have to look at yourself. You have to look at where you're lacking. And she even said, you know, I know that there are some things that I need to get right with the Father. And so she understands that. But I want to change up real quick, Sister Ashley. One thing that I notice on these live feeds is there's a lot of women in the chat rooms, and they're asking these questions. And Sister Ashley, do you know that we get the same questions in the Straightway Help Meets emails? You know, I saw two sisters in that chat room, and it was the same two sisters that we had answered their question on Straightway Help Meets. And then we've gotten, you see them in the chat room asking about the same situations, and the same answer is always given. It's your lifestyle. It's your lifestyle. It's your relationship with the Father. You know, even Brother Kabir gave that same response to one of the sisters that asked. He said, it's your lifestyle. And that was the same thing that we told that sister. So, you know, these sisters are looking for so many counselors, and there's confusion coming in because they're not just listening. You know, they're getting the same answer, but they're not listening and quieting themselves and just doing it. Sister Ashley?
Very good. So I had a few different thoughts, really. Your maturity as a woman, how you respond to your husband, can really put out a fire that maybe you started or you didn't. Either way, you're going to see maybe some frustration, irritability, or anything in his flesh. But if you are a mature woman, you can put out that fire. Immaturity in you is going to fuel the fire and create him to or make him have to fight bitterness towards you. So I encourage you to really you know, don't fuel his fires. And as a woman, when you have those instances where he's upset, it's not specifically because of sin in you, whether disagreement, whether you've messed up, et cetera. It's not the Father coming down with a rod of iron to try to beat you out of his kingdom. It's merely you needing maturity to handle that situation and put his fire out and do whatever it takes as a woman to build that house. So we do have an epidemic in this ministry of women who are not satisfied with the correction or the guidance or the answers that they get. And so they will go, and I'm sure it may even happen with anyone that might be new to Straightway. You will go around to try to find another way or another answer or someone else to talk to, and really you're just wanting your emotions comforted, and you're not taking things to the Father. So when someone gives you direction, and I got two thoughts going. Number one, majority of us as women or sisters shouldn't be doing a lot of conversating in a chat room anyway. You can send out your Shabbat Shaloms, and I'm not putting restrictions on you by any means, but what is there to say when you're a woman of a meek and quiet spirit and you're listening to the majority of the shows? They're all male-based. They're men, they're progenitors, they're patriarchs, they're our elders. What are we adding to that by doing all our conversating in the chat room, right? So if you'll follow the few women who represent staying quiet in the chat rooms, if you'll follow that, you'll gain a lot of maturity. So I encourage you to do that. But going back to the epidemic of sisters who will ask around, really what that is it's not just not being satisfied, but you really want someone to emotionally connect with you. And so you're walking around seeking someone that's going to entertain you, to be a friend to you, to support you. I'll give you an example. Let's say, for example, that this woman that has written this email has to live with her husband for the next 20 years smoking marijuana, okay? Let's just say that she stays on her knees, that she prays for him, she keeps the ashtrays clean, she do whatever he asks, she doesn't nag him, and he changes. Or let's say he smokes marijuana all his life, which we don't support as a ministry, of course. But let's say he does it all his life, and they grow in love and in bond and unity anyway, right? Because she wasn't religious, and she didn't throw her doctrine at him. So there's lots of hypothetical things to think about. Let's say that for 20 years, finally he changes, and he seeks the Father. That's the type of patience that we need to have in us that we don't have. So let's say, per se, because this is hypothetical, let's say that she will go to try to find someone to support her, to try to, you know, go to this email or that person or this sister or that brother's video. Help me. I need help. Can you help me? This is what's going on. Trying to get someone to connect, because if she can emotionally connect with someone, then she can spend her time verbally discussing and conversating with this person that's connecting with her instead of spending her time on her knees, because that takes a lot more effort and it gets a lot of different results and answers. So it feels good as a woman to really release everything that's inside of you and you just want to express it. So you try to find somebody and you pour into her and she relates and she agrees and you just spend the next 20 years with a buddy and a friend nagging behind the scenes, never in agreement or building him up and keeping yourself quiet about what's going on in your home. You see the difference in all the scenarios, Jennifer?
You know, Sister Ashley, we have no idea what it means to long suffer. You know, we want it extended for us, but we have no idea what it means to extend that very same thing. And once we recognize and understand how we have sinned against the Most High Yah, how we've behaved and it's been contrary to his ways, once we understand that the woman that we were before him or who we even are when we don't operate in his spirit, then you're more prone to long suffer with other people. You know, and I'm not saying that you just, you know, be a doormat and let people walk all over you, but we don't understand the balance of what it is to really and truly love the way that you've been extended love. And so if you stop and just really look at yourselves, you know, and the long suffering and the love that the Father has extended to you, then you'll be more prone and more able to extend that long suffering to others. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. I have a phone call. I had three phone calls. I saw you. I hope that I didn't you know, discourage your call because I was saying when you watch things to stay quiet. I didn't mean to. So if you hung up, please call back in. I'm going to answer the phone calls now. Hopefully you meant to press 1. You know the guest call in. It's 310-982-4226. Please call in if you need to say something. And I would pray that each of you would be a woman or a sister. If there's a brother that calls in, I'm going to redirect you and not be able to conversate with you brothers or sir. So let's go to area code 276. You're live, 276, with Ashley and Jennifer.
Shalom. This is Sister Tina Martin. No, yes. Shalom, everybody, and you, Sister Ashley, and the Sister Jennifer. And I can't wait until the Day of Atonement. I've got all my white clothes off of Amazon, and I'll be on Skype with Sister Wenda and Brother Steve.
Hallelujah. It's great to hear you. I'm glad you're being very diligent. I pray that you are staying consistent in the faith and submitting yourself unto Brother Steve and Sister Wenda and any requests they have for you. Thanks for calling in, Tina.
Okay.
All right. Shalom, shalom. Day of Atonement coming up. We will be live with you on the Day of Atonement. That'll be what the world calls Sunday night. So, and of course, Monday, we wear white, we afflict ourselves, we avoid food and water together. So please join in with us if you are a part of us, and you should know that. Okay, so I don't have much else, Sister Jennifer. I wanted to read that email. I think we dealt with it, and if we don't have any more phone calls, let's just go ahead and wrap up our thoughts tonight. Jennifer?
Sister Ashley, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I accidentally muted. Yes, ma'am. You know, I don't have anything else either, Sister Ashley. And if we're wrapping up for tonight, I just want to say, Daughters of Zion, just make sure that you please just take heed and really understand that when you're led by your emotions, you know, and you're not mature as a woman, you're going to hear and see things that really aren't there. But when you learn in silence, you know, there's so much information out there on straightwaytruth.com, on YouTube. There's so many YouTube channels. There's Straightway Help Meets. There's Pastor Dial. There's Straightway Live, Straightway Tech Team, Straightway Airs. You can learn on every single channel, but take the time that you need to actually be able to learn and take in all the information so that you can be become a woman with a mind that is renewed, and you can get rid of the carnal mind. Sister Ashley?
Hallelujah. With the feast coming up, I will see many of you next week. We will not have a sister show next this day. We'll have way too many people here and a lot of praise and rejoicing going on, lots of events going on. We have an information center that's going to be set up for you, just a booth that you can come to, find out where to park, where to eat, get your armband. We're going to try to be really organized for you, you and you. We're excited to receive you all. Very thankful to everyone who has been able to give to us through monetary support or through just your prayers. Thank you so much. Thank you to everyone who has been able, brothers especially, who have been able to come out and help with the tabernacle. We hope to be in there live for the feast, so it's going to be beautiful. They were laying the carpet today and got at least halfway, so that's exciting. So they've been working nonstop, doing all the diligent things on the land. Thanks to Teacher Shane, who stuck by my side, who's going to end all this for me. And a special thank you and great honor to our beloved shepherd who allows me to even sit in this seat. I don't take it lightly. Thank you to all my sisters who receive me and endure me and listen to us week after week. Bless you all. Can't wait to greet you and hug you. Shalom. And wait, I have a phone call. Got to go there, Jennifer. Give me a second. Texas 713, you're live, Texas 713, bless you. All right, Texas, going once, twice, and out. Too much background noise, maybe you didn't even mean to press 1. Bless y'all, I'm signing off, shalom, and I'm taking my Glock 19 Generation 4 back up the hill with me to my home. Hallelujah. We travel in safety here. It's a secure land, and I glorify the Father for the men who lead us. Thank you to Deacon Bell. I love you very much, sir. Shalom, saints.
And shalom, saints of the Most High. Pastor will be with you in the morning, and we wish you all a blessed and restful Sabbath. And with this consolation, I will say the King is coming. Bless you. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Hallelujah.